When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. By the way, that game tomorrow night, Link's going to be crazy tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, tailgating weather is A+ because it's chilly but not freezing cold. Uh-huh. It's not raining. Uh-huh. And it's a night game, so people are going to be in there at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
I hope not.
And they will, I promise you. And five wins in a row against division opponent, the quarterback matchup.
Oh,
It is going to be ridiculous in there tomorrow night.
Listen, what is it, Amazon Prime? Who has the game tomorrow?
Yeah, it's Prime.
Yeah, they got lucky with this one.
Kirby and Al, big game, Al Michaels.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, they had a good one last week, Baltimore and Cincy. And
Happy birthday, Al Michaels. Just turned 80.
Is Al Michaels' birthday?
Yesterday, I think.
Yesterday? Okay. Yeah. Turned 80. Shout out to Big Al.
Yep.
That's going to be a good one.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be exciting. Speaking of exciting, everybody knows that this show right here, we're good for a lot of things, but we are the official Flyers show in the city. It's where all the Flyers fans migrate, and it is specifically because of our commitment and Flyers in 50 with Broads. Broads, how are we feeling, buddy?
I can't wait to hear Nick Nurse explain how Joel watching the Cavs from the bench is a better experience for him.
He would never do that. He would never do that. Not like your coach.
I mean, listen. Yeah. Well, I'm sure Torts gave him a little buzz and said, "Hey, Nick, I know exactly how to handle stars in this town.
Yeah.
Why don't you take a listen to me?"
All right. So, well, maybe we'll get to it after because I don't want to give you any time before your time. Here's the thing, though, Broads, and this is a sign of respect. We reset the clock to 50 seconds. So even though you should be, I think, at 46 or something like that, you're doing such a great job with this and the fans are so into it, you are back at 50 seconds. How do you feel about that?
I mean, it's a little bit of a slap in the face, to be fair.
Oh, my God. Can you be happy about anything?
I'll let Jack talk. Yo, listen. All right, I call in all the time, and Jack normally greets me with a, "What's up, bro? What's going on?" Today, the dude just slaps me on hold, and I go right into a damn commercial. What's up, dude?
A caller. That's how we treat people on this show.
Yeah, business.
You started off by saying respected. I'm respected. My ass.
Yeah, well, for some people. For Flyers fans, maybe. All right, here we go. Let's do it.
Flyers in 50 with Hunter Brody.
So as we know, Matvei Michkov, he steps up and knocks it out of the park after getting benched. Now, Torts deserves no credit, and I mean no credit, for Matvei Michkov's big night against San Jose. He was Rookie of the Month for a reason. He could always do what he did. There's no surprise he buries 5-on-5 on a breakaway. There's no surprise the first goal of the game starts in the D zone with one Matvei Michkov on the ice. The power play assists, the shootout finisher, he put the jock strap all the way up in the damn rafters. This is something that he could do, and the head coach overreacted. He was being disrespectful to Michkov, and it is ridiculous. 10 points in 13 games prior to getting strapped.
The buzzer went off. I'm sorry, bro.
Would you guys give Torts credit for what he did, or how do you feel?
No. That's one thing I said before you came on. I'm like, are we giving Torts credit for this?
Yeah, he was a good player before he got benched.
Yeah.
I don't understand. He's still a good player. So he had good games before he got benched, right? I mean, didn't he lead the team in points so far?
Yeah, he's up there.
Yeah.
He needs to be learning on the job. Yeah. He needs to be learning by playing.
Let me ask
you. Absolutely. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, let me ask you this. Here was the thing I didn't understand. So what they said was that he could learn. They benched Michkov because he wasn't playing great in 5-on-5. So watching the game would give him some perspective and would help him. How can they not show him the game when he's not playing? Like, couldn't they just show him video of a game and explain it to him? Like, I didn't. Them saying it wasn't like a punishment. It was to help him learn. I just don't understand. The only way to have him learn is not to have him watch the game live. There's certainly ways they could do it without having him do it that way.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, Ike would know with all the film study you have in football and all. I mean, you make plays out there, then you go back throughout the week and you study what you did right and what you did wrong. And if his 5-on-5 play was so tragic and so putrid, you could have him play the Lightning, play the Panthers, and then you go into the film room with him and you show him things that you need to improve on and areas that you can clean up to better yourself. It doesn't need to be strictly remove him from the ice and then that's the only way for him to watch a hockey game. So I think it's foolish. I really do.
Yeah.
Do you think he'll be the head coach of the team next year?
It depends on how this season goes.
Of course it does.
Big take, bro. I mean, Jesus.
Yeah, holy
moly.
Well,
I mean, listen, if they are close to where they were last year by the end, which is just missing the playoffs, then maybe he's still here. But if it's going in the direction of how it did to start the season where they're losing 8-9 games in a row, then he'll probably get canned.
So who's better at their job? Who's better at their job, ball? John Tortorella or Nick Sirianni?
No, come on. I'm not answering that question.
You know, I was going to ask Broads who's going to win the game tomorrow night between the Eagles and the Commanders, but I know he's just going to answer whoever plays better. So
now, come on. What did you? How did you want me to answer that question? If Borch has
what
a
do
good
you think?
Year, he's here.
What do you
if
think?
He has a bad year, he's getting canned.
Have a take.
I do have a take.
Broads is in the corner.
Yep. Back to 44 seconds.
Are you kidding me?
No, yeah, I'm kidding.
Well, you should be at 44 seconds because you slipped in there. Ike knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Loved it.
How many of our guests have to slip in that Ike knows?
Excuse me?
Don't worry. It's an inside thing.
Yeah, it's all right.
Well, yeah. Hey, great job. Great radio bit. Inside jokes that no one knows what the hell you're talking
That's
about.
What this show is, Broads.
Yeah. Learn. All right. When are you on WIP again, Broads?
Because I know you missed my phenomenal program last night. All right. So I was on last night.
Okay.
And now this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, a little double dip in the afternoon. You kidding me?
There you go.
Love
You can check out Broads. You can also just follow him on Twitter at Broads81. All right. Good job, Broads. We appreciate it.
It, brother.
There he is.
Thank you.
Flyers and 50. That's a look. We say 50 seconds. That was 7 minutes. I mean, being in and out, there was 7 minutes of Flyers. So everyone whining, the Flyers fan, you hate us.
Listen, we're Meechkoff, man.
Yeah, we all want Meechkoff to succeed. Meechkoff can't succeed unless he's on the ice. Hey, I have a Sixers thing I was thinking about. But after we talked to Doug in Williamstown. Doug, you're on WIP.
How you guys doing today?
What's up, Doug?
What up, Doug?
So Meechkoff has to be on the ice, but Embiid and Paul George and all of them don't have to be on the court.
Good point, Doug.
It's a different situation, Doug. You know that.
No, it's not. No, it's not. I've been watching the Sixers since Henry Bibby, Doug Collins, George McGinnis.
Congrats.
Over 50 years, it's been 82 games a year for me.
How many tickets you buy in that time?
I bought plenty. Okay. I go a lot to the games.
Yeah.
I actually helped build the Wells Fargo Center. Thank you very much.
Congrats.
Wow.
I don't understand how they expect me to watch and show up until the playoffs. They're basically telling me nothing matters until the season starts. You break the Eagles' balls about preseason. What about preseason games? We're basically going to watch 40 to 50 preseason Sixers basketball games this year, and you're okay with that.
Can I play devil's advocate with you here, Doug? Okay, I'm not the Sixers. I'm going to present to you the other side of this. The other side would be when they have regular season success, all anyone ever says is they don't care about it. They have to succeed in the playoffs. So by their estimation, and here's why, and you know Joel Embiid playing a back-to-back is different than Meechkoff playing. You're well aware, because if Joel Embiid was 19 and healthy, I can promise you he'd play every single game. But he's not. He's 30, and he's never healthy. So when everyone says, and this is what everyone wanted. Everyone wanted him to not care about regular season awards, to not, you know, throw a parade for having a great regular season record. They said the only thing that matters is the playoffs. This is what happens every single year when they succeed in the regular season. So they said, okay, we understand. Joel said, okay, I understand. One of the reasons I'm not healthy at the end of the year is because I'm playing in these games that maybe don't matter as much. So we're going to focus on the playoffs. So if that is the other side of it, what would your retort to that be?
Okay, my retort to this will be, Spike, how about we make a deal? If he's healthy through the season and the playoffs get here because he dilly-dallies around, I play this game, I don't. If he's out of shape, I want you to come on the air and say, he's a fraud and he deserves to be smashed. Because I don't think
I will.
What
I will, but you didn't even answer my question. But Doug, you didn't answer my question again. The complaint every year. The complaint every year is that they don't do it in the playoffs. And they have decided that because of the way that Embiid's body is, that the best way to have him during the playoffs is to not have him play back-to-backs and be more careful about that and prioritize the playoffs. So I'm asking you, like, what is the other side of that? Would you prefer he play back-to-backs and then not be healthy during the playoffs? Is that what you would prefer? And if your answer is yes, that's fine. But then you can't say, well, they didn't succeed during the playoffs. You see what I'm saying? Do you see the predicament they're in?
Okay, so let's put him in that predicament. So how about we release the schedule for the fans to say, these are the games he's not going to play?
Well, what I would
do...
But what I would do, I agree with you that is fair. And if you are a fan and you're saying, I'm not going to buy tickets because I don't know if he's going to play, then don't. I think that's a 100% fair thing to do. But by the way, like, there's a lot of NBA teams that have a lot of guys that miss a lot of games. And it's
the
not.
The NBA is going so soft, it's ridiculous.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. But the truth is that if Embiid plays every back-to-back like you want and plays every game like you want, he's definitely going to get hurt and he's not going to be healthy during the playoffs. I promise you.
Well, so, he's never in shape. Has he ever been in shape like once? I mean, honestly, has he ever been in shape since and I'm a Joel Embiid fan.
Not very long. What, his MVP season he was?
Yeah. And by the way, when he was playing last year, he was amazing until he got hurt.
Until he got hurt, yeah.
Yeah. He was awesome last year. He would have been the MVP again last year.
He's incredible. He's an incredible ball player. But, like, I don't understand. This is not a good product.
Well, then
like,
don't. I can understand where you're coming from, and you have every right to not watch it and not pay for it. But if the situation they're in now, there's almost no other option.
What about appreciate the call, Doug.
Yeah.
What about Paul George sitting out back-to-back games?
He's had injury problems too. You know, and
that's what's frustrating.
Sure, and
I got to accept one now. I got to accept both of them.
What I think will happen in the future, and part of the issue with this specific back-to-back is Embiid not playing until yesterday.
It was his first game.
Is that they're both not playing tonight. But I think what will most likely happen is that in most back-to-backs, Embiid will play one, Paul George will play the other.
Not getting them in the same game.
Right. Yeah. So you won't get them the same, because that will give them a better chance to win. I think ultimately, if they had their druthers, if Embiid started on the West Coast trip, which I think they planned for until the suspension. I think you would have seen one and the other. And I think I don't think Paul George will never play a back-to-back, actually. I think him coming off the knee injury is the other thing. Okay, let me present to you an idea I had, and I know this is going to... I'm branded as a hater of a certain player here, and I know I'm going to get branded as the hater of that player again. But so I'm watching the game last night, and who looks great again? But Jared McCain.
Oh.
He was awesome last night. He was. And they certainly found, so I don't know what his ceiling is, but they certainly found a player at the draft when they picked him. He can play. He was great last night. And I look around the league and I see the Milwaukee Bucks are 3-8. And there are a lot of whispers that the Milwaukee Bucks will eventually have to trade Giannis.
He's a treasure.
Because it's not going to work there. They spent all those assets on Dame Lillard. They're probably going to have to reset at some point. So I'm looking at this team right here, and I'm thinking to myself, well, there's a few teams in the league who will have an opportunity, have enough stuff to trade for Giannis. Oklahoma City Thunder, Brooklyn Nets. But then I look at the Philadelphia 76ers, and I say to myself, if the Sixers traded Tyrese Maxey, 4 or 5 first-round picks, what they have, for Giannis, it would certainly give them a better chance at a championship. I look and I say, would I rather have Giannis and Jared McCain, or would I rather have Tyrese Maxey and Gershon Yabusele in the starting lineup? And I say to myself, well...
Man, Yabba Dabba Doo been looking good, man.
He's a good player. He's a good player. I want him on the team. I want him on the team, yeah. So, like, if they traded for Giannis... They would have 2 top 5 players on the team. They would have one of the best front courts I think you could have imagined in the NBA in Paul George, Giannis Antetokounmpo and Joel Embiid. It would put Giannis in a position defensively that he is very familiar with, because Brooke Lopez and Joel Embiid play the same sort of defense. They play drop defense. Yeah, Giannis is best when he is a sort of free safety, roaming around, getting steals, getting blocks. Giannis, playing with Giannis for Embiid would be a lot like playing with Simmons, except that Giannis actually gets to the line, actually attacks the basket, actually rebounds. That whole rebound issue we're talking about, mm-hmm. it sort of goes away if your front line is Paul George, Giannis, and Embiid. Now, you don't have Maxey. You don't have that electric scoring. But I look at those three guys, and I look at McCain, and I say to myself, like, McCain's a better passer already than Maxey is. And would I have a better chance at a championship starting Jared McCain, whoever you put at two guard, whether it's Kelly Oubre or Eric Gordon or Caleb Martin, whoever it is, Paul George, Giannis, and Embiid, or what they have now? And I think they would have a better chance with Giannis, and I would make that trade. I would trade Tyrese Maxey, whatever draft picks they have left, for Giannis. Would you?
No.
Why not?
First of all, I don't know if Giannis and Embiid can play together. How long is that going to take to sort of work itself out? You say he's a lot like Ben, except that he's a great player.
Way better.
Yes, yeah. Yes. That's not even...
I'm just talking about where they fit
exactly,
on the court.
The dunker spot, that right. sort of thing. I don't know. I don't want to give up the young talent. I like Maxey. I think there's a lot... Now, would you trade Embiid for Giannis?
Oh, I would. But I think the issue is I don't think Milwaukee would do that.
Right.
Right. Milwaukee's going to have to.
You don't think Doc wants Embiid?
No.
No?
Well, I don't
think
it matters.
I've been around a long time.
I don't think it matters. I don't think it matters with Doc wants. Yeah. I think Milwaukee probably is in reset mode there, because they're going to have to trade Lillard and trade all that stuff.
But what if Giannis is talking about leaving?
Well, he will talk about
that. That's what I'm saying.
But I don't think they're going to trade him for nobody is looking for the situation the Sixers have right now.
I totally agree with that. Yeah. I agree.
My answer would be yes.
Yeah,
but
okay.
I think you have a better chance. And then I look at McCain and Maxey, and I'm like, these are both players I want to play, but I there's probably not a world where I'm playing them together in 30 minutes a game.
Yeah.
You know, they're both small. They're like, I think you would have a better chance winning a championship with Giannis on the team as opposed to Maxey.
So now I'm going to have Giannis, McCain, PG, and...
I'd start McCain.
Joel Embiid.
Yeah. It's a pretty serious...
Yeah, it's a big lineup. I just don't see how it works. I would keep Maxey. I like Maxey a little bit more than you. I'm not saying you don't like Maxey, but I like Maxey a little bit more than you. I think we'd be lucky if McCain is anywhere close to being as good as Tyrese Maxey. I don't think he's in the same class as Tyrese Maxey.
Different players.
Yeah.
For sure. Some similar skills. People, I think, see them as a similar size. They're not the same player. They're definitely different players. It was interesting to watch Brunson last night, because I think McCain's got a little more Brunson to him than he does have Maxey. He's not super fast.
There's a little craftiness to
him. Crafty, can get to the rim, mm-hmm. can certainly shoot, is a better shooter than Brunson is. He's a natural shooter, too.
I thought you were going to say he's a better shooter than Maxey. He's not a better shooter than Maxey.
Not right now, but I think he probably will be.
Could be. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, remember, coming out of college.
You're all in on nails, huh?
I flipped, man. Because,
I see.
Maxey,
you want to get rid of Maxey.
Well, Maxey, I don't want to get rid of Maxey, but if you're presenting me.
You hear what I'm hearing?
Your text line says.
If you're presenting me the opportunity to get one of the five best players in the league to pair, and here's
but it's the same. We can barely win with one big man. Now I got to try to win with two of them.
But my thing is this, is that people keep saying, well, when Embiid's gone or whatever, mm-hmm. I still want to have Maxey. But when Embiid's gone, this whole thing is...
You don't think they can... See, I think you can get wing players and build around Maxey and play a more up-to-date brand of basketball.
The problem is going to be whenever that happens, Maxey's going to be on whatever next contract that is.
That's true.
You're going to have a guy making $60 million and the ability. Dude, think about all the levers they had to pull just to make the Paul George thing happen.
Right.
It was like a 3-year plan of just make, and they had to get lucky that he wanted to sign here. Mm-hmm. So you're not going to draft high. probably up until that point. So it's just the way that I look at it is that the next 3 years are the opportunity. And I'll worry about 6 years from now,
Sure.
Right now, I want to optimize this opportunity. And I think Giannis would give you a better chance of that than Maxey does.
Yeah, I'm not sure the two bigs can play together. Giannis, man, I was so much higher on Giannis 2 years ago.
Sure.
I was so much higher on him 2 years ago. I've sort of soured a little bit on Giannis. Obviously, he's a great player, but there's something not right with Giannis. For me, he's sort of regressed versus I thought he was about to be the guy who takes over the league when he won the championship. He hasn't taken over the league.
You know what I think the worst thing to happen there, and this happens a lot of times when teams get when teams start getting scared that they're going to lose the superstar, they start making dumb moves. And it's what happened in New Orleans with Anthony Davis.
Yep.
They started and then all of a sudden they woke up and they're like, oh my God. And they were getting worried that Giannis was going to leave. So they looked and they said, okay, we'll hire the coach he wants instead of Nick Nurse. So they hired Adrian Griffin, who they ended up firing. And then Giannis starts to whisper again, I might not be happy here. So then they trade everything for Damian Lillard.
But you see what I'm saying? I've soured on him.
But yes, but that only happens if you let it happen. And I don't think that, like, it's the opposite.
I hear you.
Do you know what I'm saying? So I hear what you're saying, but I think as a player, he's still the same guy.
No, he's still a great player. Yeah. I just think he's flaky mentally.
Sure.
Well, right now.
Join the club.
What? That's what I'm saying.
Philadelphia.
I don't know if I want to add that to the chemistry already with him and Embiid. And by the way, I don't know if Embiid would be on board with
that. Oh, I don't think he would be. But hey,
said
buddy.
That quick, like,
hey,
yeah.
Buddy. We're 2-8. You didn't play the first 9 games. Like, you're gonna do.
I like the combination of the smaller guard, the 6'7" wing guy, and the center.
I love it. That's
I
why
like
we have
that combination.
That's why we have Jerry McCain.
No,
we got nails.
Nails. Listen, I like nails. I'm starting to warm up the nails.
He's
really
a player.
He is. He has pleasantly surprised me.
Yeah.
Not enough for me to get rid of Tyrese Maxey though.
Real quick, Jack, you. Would you do it?
Would not do it.
Okay. Any quick why?
I just think the spacing would be super weird. Are you kidding me? I mean, I just don't know how it would work together.
He plays with Brook Lopez.
Yeah, Brook Lopez is a better shooter.
Oh, he's not that great a shooter.
Well, he was a better shooter.
Embiid could be as good a shooter as Brook Lopez.
I don't need Embiid shooting more threes.
That's the other thing. They don't want Embiid out there shooting more three-pointers.
Get your ass in the paint.
Oh, okay. There we go. Okay, Eurojohn.
Okay, Shaq. Eurojohn.
Eurojack.
He told me if Jokic had that game Embiid had the game Jokic had last night, you'd be in here leading the show freaking out.
I wouldn't even bring it up. I couldn't care less about doughy Serbian and
he's had a few of them lately.
Who?
Jokic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a great player.
Yeah.
He cares more about his horses than he does about basketball, though. We got Baldy.
He won a title.
Yeah. And now he only cares about the horses. Baldy's next, and his team's falling apart around him. He's going to ask out soon, too. If he cared, he would ask out. We got Baldy next. Curious, here's the first thing I'm going to ask Baldy. What sticks out to you more from Sunday's game, Jalen's first half or his second half? That's what I want to know from Baldy. We'll talk to him next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.